Netflix CEO's wife, billionaire heiress back abolished the police candidate for LA Council. By Joel B. Polak on June 1, 2022. Patty Quillen, the wife of Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, has joined billionaire heiress Liz Simons in backing Eunices Hernandez, a radical left-wing candidate for Los Angeles City Council's 1st District who wants to abolish the police. Hernandez has tweeted her opposition to police since long before the murder of George Floyd by police in May 2020. She reiterated her demand to abolish the police in 2021. Hernandez is challenging incumbent Democrat Gil Cedillo. The 1st District includes neighborhoods north and west of downtown LA, including Dodger Stadium. The Daily Mail, UK, reported on Tuesday. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings' wife and billionaire heiress Liz Simons are backing a woke LA City Council candidate who wants to abolish the police, despite living in a completely different part of the state. Patty Quillen, Hastings' philanthropic wife, and Simons both live nearer San Francisco than they do LA. Quillen and Reed live in Santa Cruz, whereas Simons lives in the affluent Silicon Valley suburb Atherton. They paid $85,000 for part of the campaign for Eunices Hernandez to win the city council election in District 1 of Los Angeles City Council 1. Hernandez's position on abolishing the police is a liability in this year's election. She retweeted an attempt to defend her against mailings targeting her position on police and supporting her incumbent opponent. Crime is a major issue in this year's local government elections in Los Angeles, along with homelessness, which city leaders have failed to prevent or solve. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.